Late-night hosts celebrate historic day of Trump impeachment articles. By BenQ on December 11, 2019. The left-wing late-night TV hosts celebrated a historic day on Tuesday as Democrats finalized their articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. On The Late Show, Stephen Colbert said that people would forever remember where they were at this historic moment after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced that they would be filing impeachment charges for alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. "It is an historic day and I think we'll all remember where we were. I was on TV, and you were watching it," he said. This morning, Nancy Pelosi and the chairs of six House committees gathered in the House press room. And the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler got the honor of dropping the I-bomb. "Yes, for only the fourth time in American history, articles of impeachment are drafted against a sitting president," Colbert continued. "It's something no one could have predicted." Daily Show host Trevor Noah also expressed his delight but said he was surprised it had taken so long for Trump to be impeached. "That's right, Democrats have officially announced articles of impeachment to show that, other than Stephen Segal, no one is above the law," said Noah. "I know this sounds weird, but I'm actually proud of Donald Trump. Yeah, because he's getting impeached, but I didn't think he would make it 3 years, I'm not going to lie." Over on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the ABC host also expressed his lack of surprise at Democrats' efforts to impeach the president. "So Democrats are charging Trump with obstructing Congress. Which would have ever imagined that the guy who bragged about being able to walk in on contestants at his beauty pageant while they're changing clothes?" Kimmel remarked. "It's shocking, really." Meanwhile, Seth Meyers over at NBC's Late Night suggested that Trump may have gotten off lightly. "It's not even hard to find the crimes with this guy," said Meyers. "It's like a Where's Waldo, where Waldo is right in the middle of the map with a giant bag of cash in one hand and giving you a finger with the other one." Follow BenQ on Facebook, on Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.